The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of their age or circumstance. So often in life, we become aware of opportunities through what I call getting breadcrumbed towards more information that leads us to exactly what we need. My guest today was one of those major breadcrumbs for me. About 6 months ago, a friend of mine who is very conservative and very logical called me and asked if I had watched the Netflix series How to Heal Your Mind. I hadn't, so upon her recommendation, I did. It was a documentary on the mental health benefits of using hallucinogenics for healing trauma, other things like OCD and various mental health issues. And I had never heard of this practice, but what I learned from the show was absolutely fascinating and very promising for myself and for my clients. The next breadcrumb that I was fortunate enough to receive was an introduction to my guest today. His name is Brooks Lassell, and he is the owner and chief medical officer of Peak Health Genomics and Longevity Medicine. So I went down to his beautiful clinic in Spokane and had a very enlightening conversation with him, and it ultimately led me to a journey to the Amazon to learn and experience more about what is available there. It was a very impactful trip that I will never forget. And when we are going to go to break, and when we get back, Brooks is going to join us and share with us what he is doing in his practice to enhance longevity and the quality with which we live our lives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Why choose Kroc Coatings for your concrete?
Our neighbor had Kroc Coatings come up and do their driveway. And so I watched theirs for a year or two, and it looked fantastic. And I got a hold of Kylie at Kroc Coatings, and she was fantastic. Everything went perfectly. It went exactly as she said it would. The coating that Kroc put on solved all the problems. Not only would I recommend Kroc Coatings, but I have.
One thing people don't realize is our product actually makes a chemical bond with the concrete. Most of our competitors and other products you have to annually maintain. Because those products sit on top, or they evaporate, or they wear off, or they pressure wash off, ours does not do any of that. So ours is making a chemical bond with the concrete, becomes one with the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Upgrade your garage, patio, or basement today with a new Kroc floor. Go to croccoatings.com/radio. That's croccoatings.com/radio.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
What's better than a good breakfast? A good breakfast on sale, of course.
Wake up the savings for Super One Foods 12-hour cereal and breakfast sale. Assorted Post and General Mills cereal, $1.98 each. Multi-meal bag cereal, just $1.98 each. Kellogg Eggo waffles, $1.98 a package.
Super One Foods 12-hour breakfast sale, this Thursday only. Bring on the morning.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
Wow, it's so good to finally be back home.
Is it me, or is it musty?
Oh, damp. Check the bathroom.
Damp!
The basement?
Damp! Wait!
Yeah?
I'm ordering damp bread!
So we don't have to move?
Eliminate damp, musty smells by trapping excess moisture. Get rid of the damp with Damp Rid.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Brooks LaSalle. He is the owner and chief medical officer of Peak Health Genomics and Longevity Medicine in Spokane. Longevity is a huge aspect of the work I do with my clients. It's so important to me that they get an opportunity to make the best of the rest of their lives. And I'm elated to have found Brooks and his clinic to offer some very promising options and solutions to facilitate those goals. So without any further ado, welcome, Brooks. Such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Lissa, for having me, and it's an honor to be here, and grateful for the opportunity to speak with and connect with your audience today.
Great.
And forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, let's get the first question out of the way. What exactly is genetics and longevity medicine?
Well, it's really kind of a newer field in medicine where when I took training, it was a one-year fellowship that I did remotely, and the curriculum was based on personalized health optimization and precision medicine, and so trying to utilize all the latest science and tools in Western medicine to help people have their best health span, so essentially living in your best health as long as possible into older age, with the theory being that that we don't have to be sick as we age. And obviously we slow down as we age, and things degenerate, but there are some amazingly impactful therapies and treatments now, such as peptides, that help people to slow down that process and get a little bit of an edge for recovery, for athletic performance and optimization, and cognitive benefits, among others. And so that's really the goal, is to help people be well and enjoy life and try to, you know, avoid the sickness cycle that can often happen. And really, I believe this is kind of a myth in many ways, that we have to get sick as we age.
Right.
So I'm an emergency physician, as you know, and board certified in emergency medicine, and I've practiced for 20 years. And so I've seen a lot of chronic illness, and that's much of what I see and treat. And it's challenging when once you get into the chronic illness cycle. And so I became passionate about trying to have a different kind of conversation with people before they become sick about how we can be ultra preventative and aggressive in preventing many of these illnesses and live our most healthy, best life.
Love that. I totally love that. So was that just kind of a slowly evolving awareness that you saw based upon the clients that you were seeing or the patients that you were seeing? Or like, was there kind of an epiphany or an article or something that came across your your path? How did you become aware of this and decide to kind of make a little bit of a shift?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of things, kind of like the breadcrumb analogy that you made earlier, which was really nice. But yeah, I think being in the field, there was some kind of slow evolution and realization of that. But then COVID was a big catalyst where suddenly I was, you know, somewhat concerned about my own health and well-being and whether I was going to survive through the pandemic being on the front lines. And this first, you know, initial few months was kind of scary in many ways. And
yeah,
so I became passionate about how do I be the healthiest version of myself, and avoid succumbing to an illness such as COVID. And then in doing my own research and learning, I connected with other physicians that had similar passions. And this one group that was teaching people how to improve their longevity and their wellness and their health span. And so then I took training with them. And then there was another catalyst because I went to a conference with them. And there was it was a brain optimization conference. And all the latest tech and studies and evidence on how we can optimize brain health and performance, including, you know, food and sleep and some of the hacks that we could make in our lives to get the best performance out of our brain. But there was also a speaker on plant medicine, as you had referenced earlier. And I was fascinated to hear about the therapeutic potential of some of the plants in this world, like psilocybin and ayahuasca, and among others, that people can heal not only from PTSD, trauma, depression, anxiety, but they also can receive insights into their own ability to heal themselves. And we all have that ability to heal ourselves. In fact, we heal ourselves every night when we sleep. But many of us aren't necessarily aware of what might be holding us back in many ways from our best health. And we get stuck, you know, in patterns of programmed thinking and looping thoughts and behaviors, where sometimes we don't see things from a different angle or a new angle. And that's one of the methods that plant medicine can help to disrupt those looping thought patterns and allow us to see things differently. So anyway, I was fascinated by that. Subsequently had my own experience with plant medicine because of intrigue more than anything, and received tremendous healing and actually basically had the vision for starting this clinic in and around that ceremony. And shortly thereafter, it became very clear that that was something I was passionate about, was helping people to heal and to be well, and that we could make a big impact with having different conversations. So that's really what kicked it off for me.
Oh my gosh, Brooks, there is so much in there about transformation from Western medicine to, the whole concept of longevity and plant medicines and everything. I mean, there's just so many ways I feel like I could go with this. But I guess after attending a conference like that and getting some training, how did it shift your perspective on how Western medicine is traditionally practiced these days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've just, it becomes more, has become more clear to me that there are many amazing aspects of Western medicine, and the research and the technology is incredible, but much of it is focused more on managing chronic illness and disease and less about wellness. And that we really are energetic beings and energetic bodies, and the mind, body, spirit connection is real, and we are more than just a physical body. And so I've learned that if we can tune into kind of our soul's guidance or the heart's desires, kind of some of those higher vibrational feelings of joy and love and peace, then we can receive often guidance from our soul, God, source, universe, higher self, whatever you believe may be the case. We can receive some real profound insights for how we can heal and live our best life and really be more in coherence with the truth of the frequency of who we are, which is, we are spectacular beings. And a lot of that was much more apparent having experience in plant medicine.
And do you feel like in traditional Western medicine that there is a little bit of a seepage of the things that you just spoke about, mind, body, spirit, etc.? Do you feel like that is kind of making its way into what is practiced out there, or are they pretty much foreign to each other right now?
Well, I think inroads are happening. I feel like there are changes taking place. But I can't speak for the current curriculum level of medical schools, mm-hmm. and I know that the attitude among many of my colleagues changed and shifted with COVID in general, and people are just becoming more aware that there's more to healing and wellness than prescriptions. And some of these movies like How to Change Your Mind and books and the internet and the dissemination of information. I mean, it's incredible how quickly things shift. I still feel like we've got a long ways to go.
Oh, yeah. I think this is pioneer times right now, for sure.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. And
just scratching
the surface, but I would imagine that from your perspective, it's all very exciting and hopeful for the different practices and treatments and things that you are discovering. I'm sure that you must just feel like there's so many other options out there that really are not being employed on a regular basis for people.
That's true. It is true. I mean, there are a lot of legality concerns and concerns with what is FDA approved and what is allowable, within the current practice settings of Western medicine. And but there are a lot of therapies that are not FDA approved that are highly effective and very safe. And I know of many, many patients that have had incredible healing and success with using prescription peptides that are pharmaceutical grade, that are highly tested and safe for human consumption. But peptides are essentially mini proteins, and they're signaling molecules that your body utilizes for communication within the system. But peptides can be also utilized for helping to add muscle, burn fat, improve cognitive performance, improve sleep, skin health, sexual function, among others. And then stem cell and exosome therapies are now being talked about more and more. People traditionally have to travel overseas for those, but there are mesenchymal stem cell and exosome products now available in the United States that also can be, cannot be talked about as treating any particular disease or condition. Because again, they're not FDA approved for therapy of anything, but they're very popular at many clinics for quote anti-aging unquote and general wellness. So those are a couple of examples that come to mind. But then really the plant medicine arena too is fascinating. And I know you're familiar with some of the states that have decriminalized some of these medications or medicines, we call them, others call them psychedelic drugs, but right. I see them totally different than that. And so there are a lot of providers that I know personally that are very excited to work with these in a therapeutic setting someday. So.
Yeah, I think it's all, it's just we're in the pioneering stage for sure. And I think that is super exciting. And I'm so ready to jump right into the whole hallucinogenics thing, but I think what we need to do is we need to go to break, and when we come back, we'll get started with that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
For those of you who aren't quite sure what the Co-op Gas and Supply Company carries, here you go. We've got gas cans and safety products for your car and your boat, casters for tables, clear plastic, and packages of rope, driveway reflectors, safety masks, caution tape rolls, plumbing supplies for indoor and outdoor controls. In the warehouse, we have things like hydrants and large tarps, rolled fencing, energy logs, puller sleds, and pull carts. pressure vests to help your dog remain calm, milk replacers, flex wrap, bandages, and bag balm. We've got camp lanterns, camp stoves, and survival supplies, water carriers, wool blend socks, and rain gear to stay dry. And we fill small propane tanks. We thought you might like to know. Come see us. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The 2025 NFL season is almost here, and single game tickets are on sale now.
It is time for football.
See every epic showdown, every classic rivalry, and every primetime game under the lights, live and in person.
Holy smokes!
17 games for all 32 teams. Visit NFL.com/tickets to purchase tickets today. Verified tickets are available through the NFL Ticket Network, including Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, and Sports Illustrated Tickets.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Brooks LaSalle, and he is the owner and chief medical officer at Peak Health Genomics and Longevity Medicine in Spokane. Anyway, before we went to break, Brooks, like I said, I was so fortunate to have gone to your beautiful clinic in Spokane and had such an inspirational and enlightening conversation with you as to your exposure to and experience with plant medicine in doing ayahuasca. And you painted such an amazing picture that I had to go and experience for myself. So would you be so kind as to share, you know, a little bit about how you came to do that and what your experience was like with us so others can benefit from it as well?
Yeah, again, so, it started with a fascination about the potential therapeutic benefits of some of these medications for healing, and I have a passion for helping people heal and be well, and really my mission, you know, one of my missions is to discover the what is the truth and how we can really heal. And from all the research I did, it felt like ayahuasca was the plant medicine that probably had the greatest potential for healing. It's arguable. There are many amazing plant medicines. But in my opinion, I felt very strongly that that was one that I had to experience, not only for my own knowledge, but to be able to share it with others. And because I felt that after the first experience I had with plant medicine, that it was something that really helped people heal and that I wanted to share with other people. Because it was just so wonderful, so heart-opening. And so I did a lot of research to try to find where's the safe place, the best place to go.
Absolutely.
And because there are a lot of retreats out there, yeah, and a lot of different people who may call themselves shaman and claim to be able to know how to work with these medicines. But, you know, just as you can have an amazing healing experience with them, they also, you know, could be potentially dangerous if not, you know, in the right set and setting, as we talk about. And so you want to have the right mindset, you want to be in the right setting, and you want to be with somebody who's truthful, that is there genuinely to help others heal, to work with others and be present for them, and to hold space. And that's really important. And so, you know, I've heard many stories that are, that where people didn't have good experiences and were even harmed through the inappropriate administration of plant medicine, and or by somebody who maybe wasn't present during the ceremony to support others through it. And really, the what happens in a ceremony like that is you open yourself up to energy, and there's energy all throughout the universe. And we may see things that, you know, confront things from our past that are challenging to face. And so you want to be able to be supported so that you can work through that safely and have, you know, therapeutically, rather than have an experience of darkness or fear or something along those lines. And so I was very fortunate to have found a retreat center called Blue Morpho that's in the Amazon in Peru. And Hamilton Souther there is the master shaman who runs the retreat. And he is the real deal. He is a phenomenal person and extremely present. And he created a safe container for working with the medicine that he termed sanctuary. And sanctuary is a concept that allows all energies within the therapeutic space to be healed and harmonized and balanced and grounded. And so within that, it basically doesn't allow for dark energies, evil intentions, you know, harmful things to occur by anybody, intended or unintended. So he conducts retreats, usually groups of about 15 to 20 at a time. And he sings healing ikaros. They call them ikaros, which are the healing songs that the plants sing through him. So he also takes the medicine in a small dose where he's still able to highly function, but allows the plants to work through him. And so in his messaging, the plants have spirit as well. Spirit is in everything. So the spirits of the plants sing the healing songs through him. And so he plays drums and something called the shakapa, which is like a leaves from the forest that he shakes. So he's shaking and rattling and drumming and singing. And the vibrations are a very healing, high vibration, loving frequency that comes through. And these songs have been passed down over thousands of years through the traditions of healing in the Amazon. And so it's a fascinating thing to witness. It's incredible to be a part of. And it was extremely healing and wonderful to experience it.
Yes, and I totally agree with absolutely everything you said. And I think one of the things that is particularly interesting is that Hamilton is a Westerner who was raised in, I believe, Colorado, got his college degree in California, and found himself in the Amazon, and where he is a maestro shaman and very highly respected in that community, which I'm sure does not happen easily.
Right. Yeah, it is a fascinating story. He's the first Westerner ever to be named a master shaman. And, you know, the story that he tells, essentially, if I summarize it correctly, is that He had basically a spontaneous spiritual awakening / message that came to him that he had to go to the Amazon in his 20s and immerse himself in the jungle. And he didn't know why. He didn't know what that was about, but he just felt a strong calling. He had to go there, and he did. And he was as far up the river as there were anybody living at that time. He went as far as he could go. And he just started to live off the land on his own for a couple of days. And then turns out he had settled within a quarter mile of the shaman of the forest. Julio was his name, and he became his teacher, and he took him under his wing, and that reportedly had never happened before. His outsiders were not welcome in that culture for that training. But for some reason, he was welcomed, and he studied for years, and ultimately, years later, was given the title of Master Shaman, and he is, like I said, incredible at what he does. He's really gifted, and obviously, all of that happened to him for a good reason.
Yes, so. Definitely. Yes, and I'm not sure that I would have felt comfortable embarking upon even a trip like that so much if you hadn't mm-hmm. shed so much light on the healing benefits of it. And like you said, it's not just mental, but it's also spiritual
right.
and emotional and physical. And
right.
That the energy that is created in the sanctuary is palpable. I don't know that anybody could go into that environment and not feel it. I think it would be virtually mm-hmm. impossible, which was
yeah,
amazing experience in and of itself.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, it's fascinating. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and just that it did feel extremely safe. Would I be willing to mm-hmm. participate in something like that with just anyone that did not have the presence that he does? No, I don't think so. I think that it needs to be taken into consideration very seriously as far as somebody having, I guess, the passion and the wisdom behind them to deliver
right.
in the right way.
Right. I totally agree. It's hugely important. And these types of experiences, if someone were to be interested in them, you'd want to do a lot of research, and they're not to be taken lightly, but they can be absolutely life-changing. But it wouldn't be advisable to get your own medicine and do it at home. That's not a good idea. Because there's a lot that is out of your control in that setting, and you are really you feel like you're being hugged and cared for in that setting there.
Yes.
I mean, he is just fully aware of everything happening with everybody. It there's not really words that I could use to explain it where it would make sense, but
right.
I believe he literally is within everybody's energy field and consciousness and experience simultaneously somehow during these ceremonies, and he's able to meet people where they are and help them when they need help. And it was really incredible to see that.
And were you always open and aware of energy bodies and all the things that we're just talking about that take place in the sanctuary and doing plant medicine? Is that something that you've always been...
No.
No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Thanks for the question. I mean, it's funny because I was, a pure left-brained, thinking, logic-minded
yep.
guy. And, I didn't know I had no concept whether God was a real thing or whether there was anything else more in the universe. And, very much that you have to scientifically prove everything was my belief for most of my medical career. And I would have thought, I even thought that people that work with energy, whether it be acupuncture or Reiki or Qigong or other forms, I thought that was a little nuts, a little quack,
yes.
A little different, and even things like psychic mediums and those kind of things, I would have said that's not real. But I have completely changed my tune on all of that, and I do think there are incredible people with amazing gifts and many different ways to heal. And now I refer my clients often to a local acupuncturist and a Reiki provider. And there's a biofield tuning practitioner who's brilliant. And there are many forms, different ways of moving energy, releasing energy that doesn't serve you or no longer serves you or is interfering with your highest good or your well-being. And so I'm a huge proponent of those things, and even working with psychic mediums, and that some are better than others, of course, but there are
yes.
some people that are really highly tuned in.
Yes.
So.
And I love it. What a transformation that must have been for you. Was that quick or was that, it took some time to embrace?
Yeah, it did take some time. Yeah, I mean, there was that instant realization that, oh my gosh, there is way more going on in the universe than I ever perceived. And then it was just this unquenched thirst of having to learn more and devour more and more information. And I, you know, a couple of years I spent just diving deep into all of this energetic stuff and trying to understand it and make sense of it with my incorporated into, you know, how does someone really heal and how much of it is Western medicine versus energetics. And, you know, I still haven't figured it all out, but I know that there's a combination of all of it that that works to some degree for most people. And, you know, if we can have some consistency with, you know, putting healthy things in our body, having some regular exercise and movement, quality sleep for recovery, and then have a few targeted supplements that help us balance our deficiencies, and then, you know, have some type of a mindful spiritual practice or energy work, you know, that's kind of the full foundation of what I talk to most of our clients about. And in addition to that, we use some of the latest and greatest technologies for healing, like the peptides and exosomes, and then some of the tech, EMF devices and hyperbarics and some of those kind of things. So there's benefit to all of these things, different degrees and for different conditions. But it's been a fun journey and fascinating to learn as I do it.
I love it. I love it. Well, we are at the point where we need to go to break again. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body, consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region. We offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save now on the products you need for your vehicle at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Mix and match O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner or O'Reilly Carburetor Cleaner and get two cans for $7. Our professional parts people can help you find all the parts and supplies you need for your vehicle. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Brooks LaSalle. He is the owner and chief medical officer of Peak Health Genomics and Longevity Medicine in Spokane. And gosh, we only have one more break to be able to talk about this. There's so many things I would love to go deeper into, but I guess kind of to bring everything to a little bit of a conclusion is, so first of all, how do most people find their way to you right now?
As a physician, I'm not a good businessman, so I haven't figured that out very well yet. We'd love to continue growing the practice, but I've been fortunate that it's been mostly word of mouth, and it's been a real honor, because it's been a lot of people started off with friends and family and people that know me, and you know, they had really great responses to what we did and nice results, and then they spread the word and sent in their friends. And so been mostly local people here in Spokane for the most part, mm-hmm. and a lot of fun to work with people that I know in this community, help the community, you know, and it's been an honor. But we are, as we slowly grow, trying to add some of the other pieces for marketing. And, you know, I'm not a social media guy, so sure. I'm trying to find somebody to help me with that and try to get the word out a little bit more.
Awesome. What would be some of the more common either discomforts or ailments or problems that people would present with you that would drive them to seek out something like what you're doing?
Yeah, it could really be anything, but it's sure. anybody that just, you know, wants to feel better and heal live their best life. But, you know, I'm as an emergency physician, accustomed to seeing people with a wide variety of conditions, but we're not functioning as a primary care clinic. We're not not a primary care board certified provider in that sense. And so this is different. This is more consultative type services to help people to feel younger, to move easier, to sleep better, you know, to have more energy, less brain fog, you know, to lose some weight, add some muscle, or feel, you know, spiritually more healed or aligned with, you know, the truth of who they are, with their frequency. You know, along those lines, I'm working with ketamine as well. Mm-hmm. Ketamine is an anesthetic that we use. It's kind of like a light plant medicine experience, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Yeah.
It's really not a plant medicine, but it is, can have similar results, much shorter sessions, about an hour, not nearly as deep as some of the other plant medicines like ayahuasca. And there's no purging. It's very comfortable. We use low doses. It's very safe. And we do it in an office setting. And it helps people to turn off the thinking brain and what we call a default mode network, which is what operates the looping thought patterns that we have, and to tune into their heart, their soul, God, source, universe, whatever you want to use for that term, but to receive wisdom and guidance from themselves on a higher level, essentially, where they can then find healing, whatever it is they're trying to heal, whether it's a physical ailment or an emotional trauma, a relationship discord. You know, there are many, you know, could even be insomnia or a poor diet. You know, all of it, anything is possible in these settings with the right intention, in the right setting. And so we create and hold a safe space for people to have a human experience similar to what I experienced in the Amazon. And so that's my greatest passion now, is sharing those types of experiences with people and helping them realize that they're more than maybe they thought they were, and they have a potential, more of a potential for an abundant life than maybe they gave themselves credit for.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I totally get that. And kind of backtracking a little bit to my experience in the rainforest, just going on the excursions and learning about how all the plants have so much to contribute to health and well-being, and that is a way of life for all the indigenous people that live there that have never, ever left the rainforest. And they have everything to sustain them, you know, from... like, for example, as we were going in, the guide said, well, did anybody forget their mosquito repellent? And nobody had, but he just cracked open this termite nest and grabbed a handful of termites and started rubbing them together and let us all smell. It smelled so beautiful. It was like this beautiful cedar smell. And he goes, well, if you don't have any mosquito repellent, you could just use the termites from the tree. And then we're walking along and there's a red-backed frog. And he said, well, if that bites you, it's deadly. But if you use this, the serum, it can heal arthritis. And it was like stories like that upon stories upon like that. And the average lifespan in the rainforest is 100 years. And they've never left. They don't know any of the... conveniences, pharmaceuticals, anything that we know in our lives, which I thought was so fascinating.
That is, it is so neat to see that. That's cool.
And so nice to like, to know that maybe we are infusing a little bit more of the practices that are easier and gentle and more peaceful to incorporate into our lives by, like you said, with changing the way, the thought patterns that, you know, we've developed over our lifetimes that have, that get ourselves into positions where we do have some physical problems in our body that, you know, could be treated in a much gentler way. So do you have the opportunity to work with children at all?
No, I don't. Not in, not in the clinic setting that I'm functioning in. I did as an emergency physician for many years, but...
Yeah, I just have this belief that I wish we could get kids looking at their thought patterns a lot younger because they get a lot harder to change as we get older, as I know from what I do. But
that's
yeah,
for sure.
It's just something, it's like the sooner we could start incorporating that where it's not such a overhaul of thinking, then I think it would be such a beneficial opportunity. So yeah, I think that that's a way that we can definitely
fascinating idea.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. And I don't know what the right approach to that would be, but I would not advocate for these plant medicines.
No.
And kids, of course, just to set that clear.
Yes, exactly. But so, I think work on thought patterns as soon as possible. I mean, it helps in athletics. It helps, you know, in the quality of your relationships. It pretty much can benefit everything. So as an introduction or at least a prevention method for some of the ailments that come along with, you know, difficult thought patterns, it would certainly be a nice way to go if that was employed. So anyway, one other question is, so if someone just came in with you and said, you know, like, I want to make the best of my life physically, emotionally, spiritually, do you work with them holistically like that, or are they generally kind of presenting with one thing more than another?
Yeah, we do. We usually spend about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours with the initial appointment, and then every visit after that is 30, 60 minutes. So that's the nice thing about having my own clinic, and is we can run it how we feel is best and really get to know a person, connect with them, and that's part of how I feel like we can make an impact.
I love that. So is there a way that the listening audience would be able to reach you, phone number or email, whatever that you would suggest if they had some questions or wanted to get some more information?
Sure. Peak Health Genomics Medicine in Spokane. We have a website. The phone number is 509-710-9021. And we have an email, office@peak.hush.com. So thank you so much for this opportunity and grateful for the chance to connect with you and with your audience.
Yeah. Oh, I am so grateful too. So I look forward to another visit with you and sharing my experience in the Amazon. It was awesome. Thank you.
So cool.
That's
Sounds
our
great.
Show.
Look forward to talking to
you. Yeah, you bet. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure when my next show is, and in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.